GOP Rep. Jackson, Biden cognitive decline happening quickly. By Jeff Poor on November 26, 2023. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX, warned President Joe Biden's mental fitness was deteriorating, which he said threatened the safety and security of the country. According to Jackson, the pace of Biden's cognitive decline was happening quickly. "Before I let you go, Congressman, you were the White House doctor for Barack Obama and Donald Trump," FNC fill-in host Sean Duffy said. "Joe Biden just turned 81 years old. Many people will notice that Joe Biden is not the same Joe Biden today as he was 2 years, 4 years, 6 years ago. There's a mental decline. I know you haven't done an analysis, haven't examined him. But if you look at the decline of Joe Biden and what America could have in store if he's elected for 4 more years, how fast does this decline happen, based on your experience in the medical field?" "Well, it's happening quickly, Sean," Jackson replied. "And, like you said, I have taken care of actually 3 presidents. I was also there during the Bush administration. So, I know firsthand what it takes to be the commander-in-chief and the head of state. It's a grueling job, both mentally and physically. This man can't do the job. He's proven to us every single day that he can't do the job. But this is going to get worse. I have been saying this since he was candidate Joe Biden. I saw it early on. And, like you said, I wasn't making a diagnosis, but I said something's going on here. This man's got cognitive issues related to his age. It's just continued to get worse. And I did this the other day. I went back, and I looked at some stuff from 2 or 3 years ago when he was, or from over three years ago when he was running for office, and compared it to right now. And it's just unbelievable how much he's degenerated just during his time in office," he continued. "We cannot afford to have this man in office for the remainder of this term and then another 4 years after that. He's already putting us at great risk right now. Look at what's happening to our economy. Our southern border we just talked about overseas. The wars that we're getting drawn into, things that wouldn't happen if Donald Trump were there because our enemies don't fear us anymore. They have no respect for us anymore. And our adversaries don't trust us anymore. And it's because we don't have the leadership in the White House that we need. And it's because this man, whether he, even if he wanted to, he cannot provide that leadership. He is not physically and cognitively fit for office anymore. And somebody in his inner circle needs to step up to the plate and make him aware of this. And he needs to move on for the safety and security of this country." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.